on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone. The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 19 is a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem night. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
Apologies for the technical difficulties here as we bring you baseball in Fredericksburg. It is 1-0 Fred Nats in the bottom of the first. Got a late start, had to figure out our Wi-Fi situation. We got it taken care of. A 3-2 pitch misses outside, and it walks the bases loaded for Fredericksburg. Well, if you're just joining us, certainly not the way you were looking forward to tuning in. Dylan Cruz has already homered in this ball game, and here comes a mound visit. Pitching coach Jason Blanton out to talk things over with Noah Dean, who got to start today, and the rest of the infield. So how did we get to this point? Let's regroup. Let's catch you up on everything you missed. Red Sox were sat down 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning. Gilberto Jimenez flew out to right field. Mikey Romero and Cutter Coffey both struck out swinging. For the Fredericksburg Nationals, John McHenry started things out with a ground out to first base, where Gianfranco Salazar currently stands for the Red Sox. Dylan Cruz worked a full count. He ended up smashing one out of the park in his first at-bat of this game after going 0-for-5 last night. Yoandy Morales struck out swinging. Andrew Pinckney doubled. He was on second. Moving now to 9-for-17 in this series. Royce Marquintana and Max Romero Jr. both walked. Here's Gavin Dugas, the LSU Tiger. Bases loaded, two gone, bottom of the first, the pitch. He takes a breaking ball down and in, and the count now 1-0. Dugas did not play in the unbelievable ball game last night. Back in the lineup tonight for the first time at the professional level with his college teammate Dylan Cruz, who everyone's here to see. Noah Dean kicks and deals. The 1-0. Taken downstairs and away again. A breaking ball in the count 2-0. Pinckney on third. Quintana at second. Romero at first. For the right-handed hitter, Gavin Dugas, national champion at LSU. Already a clubhouse favorite in Fredericksburg. 2-0. He takes a strike. A breaking ball that falls into the zone in the count 2-1. Crowd didn't agree. It was the right call. Clipped the upper corner. 2-1 now for Gavin Dugas. If you missed last night, you missed one of the best baseball games many of us have ever seen. The 2-1, he swings and misses at a curveball, and the count now 2-2. That was right over the middle of the plate. Just kind of hung in there for Noah Dean, and he still got him chasing out in front. Last night, it was an 11-7 win for the Red Sox. Unbelievable baseball. Salem went into the bottom of the ninth with a 7-0 lead. The Fred Nats roared all the way back. A game-tying grand slam by Armando Cruz to send it to extras. Bases loaded here, the 2-2. Misses high. It gets up over the glove of Juan Montero. Pinckney comes in to score. Quintana to the third, Romero to second. It's 2-0 Fred Nats. A wild pitch scores a run for Fredericksburg, their second of the night, and moves the runners as well. Now two in scoring position for Gavin Dugas on a 3-2 count. Low squat of a stance for Dugas in the right-handed batter's box. Payoff pitch on the way. He takes a ball downstairs, curveball out of the zone, and the bases are loaded for Fredericksburg once again. Three consecutive walks given up by Noah Dean here. He's already given up a double and a home run as well. And here comes Liam Carroll. This is going to do it. Short outing for Noah Dean. Kind of the story of the year. Had a good outing last time around. Ended up going four innings, giving up just one hit, one run, two walks with seven strikeouts. But other than that, this year has been strugglesome for him. A 1-7 record, 7.09 on the ERA, and his day comes to a very early close. We'll get the details on the new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. It'll be bases loaded when we come back. 2-0, Fred Nats lead it in the bottom of the first. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Two nothing, Fred Nats lead here in the bottom of the first, and it is already the conclusion of a start for Noah Dean. He comes out after giving up two hits, one of them being a home run, the other being a double. Dylan Cruz has already homered on a solo shot after going 0-for-5 last night. Three walks given up by Noah Dean as well. He faced eight batters. Out of the eight, six of them found their way on base. It's 2-0 Fred Nats. Here's Luis Talavera on the hill for Salem. The first pitch is taken for a strike by Marcus Brown, 91 on a fastball on the inner half, and it's nothing and one. Marcus Brown, the young shortstop, sixth round pick out of Oklahoma State. A one pitch. He swings and he chops one right back up the middle. Second baseman Romero underhands, tosses it to first. They get the out. One more run will come in to score as Raysmar Quintana crosses home plate. And rather, that ends the inning. My apologies. There were two outs on the board. Easy mistake to make. 2-0 Fred Nats. We go to the top of the second.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7.05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
a Sunday matinee here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, the home of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you to close out this six-game series on a picture-perfect Sunday afternoon in Northern Virginia. Red Sox trail it 2-0 as we head to the top of the second. Justinson Garcia, the four-hole hitter in center field to lead us off in the top of two. Cornelio on the hill, the first pitch is taken for a strike. 88-mile-an-hour splitter in the count now 0-1. The Red Sox face Cornelio in game number one of this series, a five-man rotation for the Fred Nats. 0-1 to Garcia. Misses low and away on a breaking ball, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Well, Cornelio really bested the Red Sox. 5-1 was the final. Little to no offense for the Sox. 1-1. Misses downstairs. 78 on a breaking ball, and the count 2-1. Cornelio has bested them so far today as well. Two strikeouts already. Sat him down 1-2-3 in the first inning. This is a hot one, though, for the Sox. 2-1 to Garcia. He swings, and he chops one down the third base side. It's gloved by Rivero. The throw to first is in time, and Garcia is sat down on a 5-3 putout. Cornelio has retired the first four batters that he has faced. It brings up the switch-hitting shortstop, Luis Ravello. He'll bat from the left side, facing a right-handed pitcher here in his first at-bat. Was hot at the beginning of this series. 0 for yesterday, though, after coming in for an injured Lionel James. The first pitch is taken high, 88, and the count now 1-0. A lot of LSU fans in attendance to see Dylan Cruz. We are not very close to Baton Rouge here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. 1-0 pitch. Misses downstairs and away on an 82-mile-an-hour slider. 2-0. But it's one of those fan bases, right, that is so nationally relevant. They're one of the bigger brands in all of collegiate athletics. 2-0 to Ravello. He swings and lifts it sky high into the air, just out of the infield into left field. Going back is Brown, the shortstop, and he's called off. McHenry comes all the way in from left field to make the catch for out number two. That was really Brown's ball. The young shortstop out of Oklahoma State, and McHenry charged all the way in from left field. Called him off at the last second, even though Brown had his arm up in the air. And regardless, there are two away for John Frank Salazar. First pitch, he takes a ball to the outside on a slider in the count now 1-0. I don't know what has gotten in to John Frank Salazar the last couple of days. He's been an animal uncaged. The 1-0. He swings and he rips it out into right field. Charging in his Pinckney, he pinches the leather for out number three. A good piece for John Frank Salazar, but he hit it right to a defender. The Red Sox sat down 1-2-3 for the second inning in a row. Bottom of the second, on tap for you after this in Fredericksburg. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Luis Talavera on the hill for the Red Sox. He comes in for Noah Dean, who struggled mightily in his start. Gave up base runners in the Six out of the eight batters that he faced, gave up a home run to Dylan Cruz, a double to Andrew Pinckney, walked three as well. And now we go to the bottom of the order in Yoander Rivero playing over at third base. Luis Talavera came in, ended up getting the one out that the Red Sox needed to end the inning. Pitched earlier this series, did Luis Talavera for the Red Sox. One of the stronger for relievers on this roster in Salem. Here's Rivero, the first pitch. Misses way high and in on a fastball at 92, and the count 1-0. Talavera 0-1 on the year with a 5.45 ERA, 1-0. Called a strike, 92 on a fastball at the letters, it's 1-1. He's pitched 36 and a third, the Maracay, Venezuela native. The righty deals, 1-1. Misses downstairs and away on a slider, and the count 2-1. Signed as an international free agent in July of 2018. Played four games in Salem last year. 12 games with the Florida Complex League Red Sox. His last outing was on the first, game one of this series on Tuesday. 2-1. Check swing on a pitch missing high. Fastball out of the zone. It's 3-1. Went three innings against Fredericksburg Tuesday. Gave up a hit, a run. It was earned. Two walks with two strikeouts. The 3-1 fouled back, and it's 3-2. The Red Sox went on to lose that ball game 5-1, the final. Payoff pitch. Here's a swing and a ripper out into right field. Charging ahead is Aussie Henn. It drops in front of him, deflects off of his wrist. A base hit for Yoander Rivero to start the bottom of the second. Top of the order we go with John McHenry, the dangerous left fielder. One of the more quiet bats so far this series, but certainly somebody that you have to be careful when pitching to. There is no break in this lineup. First pitch is taken downstairs. 84 on a slider. It's 1-0. McHenry, a native of Chico, California. Runner on first. Nobody out. Bottom of two. The 1-0. Misses outside. 2-0. 2-0. The Fred Nats lead it. After a homer from Dylan Cruz. And a walk that brought in Andrew Pinckney. After the bases were loaded following his double. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball tailing foul into the seats down the left field line. 2-1 now for McHenry. McHenry called up from the FCL Nationals on the 24th of June, so fairly early in the season. They were on the road at the time playing the Columbia Fireflies. 2-1 to McHenry. Fouled back, and it's 2-2. Attended Cerro Coso Community College in Ridgecrest, California. Was set to play at Cal State Northridge before deciding, hey, I'm going to go the pro route, and I'm going to sign with the Washington Nationals. 2-2. Fouled back, and alive at 2-2 is the top of the order man. The leadoff guy tonight, John McHenry, he grounded out to first in his first at-bat. Hitting 275, 11 ribbies, 11 walks as well. He has homered just once. Talavera nods his head. Winds and fires 2-2. Misses high and away, and the count worked full. Back-to-back full counts here. Rivero cranked one into right for a base hit. He's on first. Red Sox trying to pick up some of that magic that was in the air last night. 3-2, runner goes. Here's a swing and a sky-high fly ball, way shallow, center field. Garcia coming in. He camps underneath, makes the catch for the first out. Rivero retreats back to first. No opportunity to tag up. That was way up into the air. Just 86 off the bat and just continued to stay up there. Only went 237 feet. An easy play for Garcia. And here's the guy everybody's here to see. Dylan Cruz homered in his first at-bat after going 0-for-5 in his debut. The first pitch is taken high and in. 89 on a fastball, 1-0. And everybody, I mean everybody right now, has their cameras out to get a video of this guy. Runner on first. Bottom of two, the pitch. Called a strike on the inside corner. Breaking ball finds the zone. It's evened up at a ball and a strike. Dylan Cruz, game-worn jersey, was autographed and auctioned off last night. The 1-1. He takes a pitch inside. 82 out of the zone, and it's 2-1. Downstairs in the lobby, they auctioned it off. Went for $12,000. Game-worn Superman jersey with his signature on the front. 2-1 to Dylan Cruz. He swings and he chops it right to third. Coffey gloves, fires to second, it's there. Fire back to first, and they don't get him. So Cruz is aboard. It was too softly hit for a double play. Coffey held onto it maybe a tick too long, and he's aboard at first with a fielder's choice. Rivero is chopped down at second. We go to Yo-Yo Morales, the designated hitter today, who struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Second-round pick out of the University of Miami. First pitch, he takes a pitch missing high, 92 on a fastball. It's 1-0. Picture-perfect afternoon for baseball. Just enough cloud cover. Sun is out. Packed house. 1-0 pitch. Skips up in the dirt. Loved by Montero, and it's 2-0. So Cruz now 1-for-2 after 0-for-5 last night in his debut. Red Sox struck him out in the bottom of the 10th as well, just to add a little bit of icing on that cake. Morales in the batter's box. 2-0 fouled back, and it's 2-1. On deck, it's Andrew Pinckney, the most dangerous bat in this series. 8-for-16 heading into today. He's already doubled. 9-for-17 in this series is Pinckney. 2-1 to Morales. Runner goes. It misses low and away. Throw to second. Up over the head of Mikey Romero. Cruz gets up. Takes off for third. Garcia throws it in. It's cut off by the shortstop, Ravello. Montero's done that a handful of times this series. Three bases for Dylan Cruz, and he's 90 feet away from making it a 3-0 ball game. 2-0, the Fred Nats lead. Two gone here in the bottom of the second. 3-1, fouled back. And Morales fills up the count at 3-2. Another full count for Luis Talavera. How good are these college guys at elongating at-bats, making it difficult for pitchers? Talavera has faced now just 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the fifth batter. He's thrown 24 pitches. Payoff pitch. Fouled away, and it will escape into the seats back behind home plate. 3-2, it'll stay for Yo-Yo Morales. His jersey went for $8,000 last night. Game worn, autographed. After the ball game, all the money went to charity. 3-2. Misses high on a fastball. A great take by Yoandy Morales. He works an incredible count. And there's first and third for the Fred Nats. First walk given up by Luis Talavera, but the fourth given up by the Red Sox as a team today. And here's Andrew Pinckney. Nearly walked the game off last night. Jason Blanton comes out and we'll get a mound visit. Action in the Red Sox bullpen. This will not be a call to the pen just yet, but there is commotion. Pinckney had a chance to walk it off last night. He had Jonathan Thomas, who is not in the lineup this afternoon. He gets the rest on a Sunday matinee. He had Tuda, as they call him, Jonathan Thomas, on first. Cranked one into center field. right in front of Justinson Garcia. It deflected off of Garcia. Waved around third was Tuda, and Garcia made the throw of the year to get Jonathan Thomas out at home plate. It would have been the winning run, and Garcia with an incredible play that saved the game. Red Sox ended up winning it after a grand slam in the top of the 10th. 11-7 was the final. Runners on the corners, two gone, bottom of the second. Here's the pitch to Pinckney. Misses downstairs. Runner goes. Throw down to second. Not nearly in time. Dylan Cruz did not move, but it's a stolen base for Yoandy Morales. Red Sox kind of lucky to avoid the double steal. 9-for-17 in this series, Andrew Pinckney. 4 runs batted in. 2 hits yesterday, the 1-0. He swings and he lifts it high into the air, foul territory, down the right field line. 3 Red Sox chasing after it, and it drops in front of John Frank Salazar in the dirt on the warning track near the wall in foul territory right field. Couldn't make the catch. Allowed 1-1. Fred Nat's wearing interesting jerseys today. They are camouflage on the bottom portion. Red, white, and blue stripe, and then a red top portion of the jersey. Military-like font on the numbers. White pants. Red caps, 1-1. Taken inside, count 2-1. Fastball misses. Just a hair out of the zone. A great take by Andrew Pinckney. 2 balls at a strike. Second and third, 2 gone. Bottom of the second, the 2-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball. Blew it right by Andrew Pinckney, the Alabama product. And it's 2-2. This would be a massive strikeout for Luis Talavera. Would be his first of the ball game. 2 in scoring position. 2-2 pitch. Poked foul down the right field line. I mean, Pinckney, as half-hearted of a swing as you'll see. Just to get a piece, foul it off. Good idea, too. It was in the zone. He stays alive. 2-2 pitch. Taken upstairs. 83 on a slider. 3 balls, 2 strikes, another full count. Worked by a Power 5 bat for this Fred Nats lineup today. 32 pitches now for Talavera. Payoff pitch. Swung on. This is ripped down the left field line. Gloved by Cutter Coffey. He chucks it to first to a leaning John Frank Salazar, and they got him. The Fred Nats strand 2 in scoring position. It is 2-0 Fredericksburg. Top of the third after this at Virginia Credit Union Stadium.
Every year for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the third here in Fredericksburg. It's a 2-0 Fredericksburg Nationals lead. And boy, it certainly could have been more. The Red Sox end up getting them to strand 2. Runners both in scoring position. It was Yo-Yo Morales on second after a stolen base. Dylan Cruz had third after an error on that stolen base attempt. And the Red Sox got out of a jam. Andrew Pinckney hit into a 5-3 putout to Cutter Coffey that ended the inning. Top of three, the Red Sox go 7-8-9. Albert Feliz takes a breaking ball downstairs and away, and it's 1-0. Red Sox facing Riley Cornelio for the second time in this series. The 1-0 pitch. Taken way high and in on a breaking ball, and the count now 2-0 as Big Al spins off the plate. He doesn't wear gloves, so you always see him swoop his hands down, gather some dirt for a little bit of extra grip. And now he digs back on in, wearing the shades today, as he always does on a Sunday afternoon, with the sun shining here in Fredericksburg. 2-0, taken downstairs, 88 on a slider, and the count now 3-0 for Albert Feliz. Big Al has had a good series. Homered 113 off the bat on Wednesday night. 3-0. Called a strike. A get-me-over strike on a changeup that finds the zone. And the count 3-1. Albert Feliz was strong for the Red Sox last night as well. Had two hits, walked twice, 3-1, waved on and missed on a slider. And the count worked full, 3-2. Nearly perfect was Big Al. Two base hits, two walks, just one unproductive at-bat. He flew out to right field. Payoff pitch on the way. Here's a swing and a ripper down the left field line, gloved by Rivero. A long toss to first, and it gets away. Quintana couldn't make the grab. Feliz is going to stay put on first base. He overran the base and didn't really have a choice but to do so. But nevertheless, the Red Sox have a base runner here in the top of the third. And in all likelihood, it'll be an error against Rivero. Just looked, to be brutally honest, a little bit lazy with it, did Yonder Rivero. A routine ground ball in the throw. He just didn't really quite step into it, just kind of heaved it over there. Feliz far from the fastest cat in the clubhouse for the Red Sox, and he's aboard at first. Eight-hole Albertson Asihen, the first pitch, is cranked out into center field, down for a base hit. Albert Feliz chugs into second, and the Red Sox have first and second. Nobody out here in the top of three. First hit of the night after the first two base runners for the Red Sox. Great way to start here in the top of the third, and it brings up the young catcher, Juan Montero, playing for just the second time in the series. I was talking to him during BP. He prefers these day games, loves these day games, loved it when he was playing in the Florida Complex League, always had the day starts. Cornelio steps off the rubber, now back on the hill. Montero, a low squat to get ready for this AB. First and second for the Sox, nobody out, top of three. The pitch taken low and away on a breaking ball, 1-0. 2-0 the score. Fred Nats lead. Red Sox still very much so in this thing. Strugglesome start for Noah Dean. Dug the Sox in a hole. The offense looking to dig them back out. One ball, no strikes. Righty on righty the pitch. Taken downstairs again on a breaking ball out of the zone, and it's 2-0. Juan Montero came into this series on a quiet six-game hitting streak because he only plays 2 to 3 times a week. But he had pieced six of them in a row. That was snapped last game. 2-0. Misses downstairs and away. It's 3-0. Montero played in game number one of the doubleheader. It was a 5:05 first pitch the other night on Friday. His first action against the Fred Nats here in the second half. First and second, top of three, 2-0 Fred Nats lead. The 3-0 called a strike, a get-me-over strike again for the second at-bat in a row, 90 on a fastball right over the middle. You have to think Montero just had a red light there, and the count is 3-1. Talking with Enderso Paulino, hitting coach for the Red Sox, he had some interesting things to say about the pitcher on the hill in Cornelio. 3-1 to Montero. Taken downstairs. Ball four. Fastball out of the zone. And deja vu. The bases are loaded for the Red Sox. Big Al was aboard with an error. He's now at third. Albertson Aussie Hen ripped a base hit into center field. He's on second, and Juan Montero makes the 90-foot walk to first base. Mound visit taking place. Andrew Lloyd, the pitching coach for the Fredericksburg Nationals, out just to have a discussion. But this could not be better to go to the top of the order for Gilberto Jimenez, the designated hitter who had the winning grand slam in the top of the 10th last night. Absolutely unbelievable. Smashed it over the right center field wall. Can he do it again? It would take the lead. Tying run on second for the Sox. Leading run on first in Juan Montero. Here's Gilberto Jimenez, the hero, a night ago for the Red Sox. Righty on lefty, the pitch. He takes a ball inside, 91 on a fastball. It's nothing and one. Jimenez last night had three hits. He was also hit by a pitch. None bigger than the grand slam in the top of the 10th to win it. The 1-0. This is cranked foul down the right field line. Count now 1-1. Close to staying fair. I mean, foul by about less than a half of a foot. Quintana was trying to plead that it was a fair ball at first. Home plate umpire tonight in Michael Corbett said otherwise. So a 1-1 count. The bases are loaded. Still nobody out. In the top of the third, Fred Nats lead it 2-0. One one to Jimenez. Swings and misses at a 91 mile an hour fastball high out of the zone, and it's 1-2. Jimenez on a rehab assignment from the Greenville Drive in High A. This is his first week with the Red Sox in Salem. He's been here all week long. 1-2 to Jimenez. Taken downstairs and away on a breaking ball, and it's 2-2. Little bit of Enter Sandman chiming through the clear air here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. A gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Nobody out. Bases juice. Top of the third for the Red Sox. 2-2 to Jimenez. He swings and rifles it foul down the right field line and stays alive at 2-2. Good piece on a fastball that actually was out of the zone. And it's still 2-2. On deck, the young shortstop, first-round draft pick for the Red Sox a year ago, Mikey Romero. After him, it's Cutter Coffey and then Justinson Garcia. Heart of the order here for the Red Sox at the top of the order with Jimenez. Bases loaded. Nobody out, 2-2. Taken downstairs and in on a fastball, and the count is full at 3-2. Montero on first, he walked. Aussie Hen on second, he had a base hit. Albert Feliz aboard with an error is on third. Three balls, two strikes, 2-0 Fred Nats lead. Nobody out the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a low fastball painting the outside corner. Jimenez had to swing late as he knew it was going to stay in the zone, and he strikes out for the first out with the bases loaded. You had deja vu when he came up to the plate after he crushed what ended up being the winning grand slam in the top of the 10th yesterday. Here's Mikey Romero, first round pick out of California a year ago. Bases loaded for Romero, the pitch. He swings and rifles one right back up the middle. It deflects off the pitcher Cornelio and rolls into the right field grass. Feliz scores. Aussie Hen scores. Romero's in there at second. Montero on third. A two RBI double to tie the game for Mikey Romero. 95 off the bat. It skipped off the body of Riley Cornelio, the pitcher. And Romero is still down at second. Here come the trainers just to examine. Regardless, we are tied here in the top of the third with one gone. The bats continue to stay alive for the Red Sox. Feliz scored. Ossie Henn right behind him. Juan Montero 90 feet away from taking the lead. Here's Cutter Coffee, the righty, digging in. Mikey Romero seems to be A-OK. Coffee struck out swinging first time around. First pitch. He waves and misses at a breaking ball down low, and it's 0-1. Two in scoring position for Salem. 2-2 ball game. They tied it moments ago here in the top of the third. Righty on righty. Cornelio deals 0-1. Missing high and in. 81 on a breaking ball. Looked away by Coffee, and the count now 1-1. Great crowd on hand this afternoon for a Sunday matinee at this beautiful, unbelievable modern ballpark. The 1-1 taken downstairs and away, and it's 2-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Really, like we've said all week, this ballpark sets the foundation for minor league ballparks of the future. Really forces organizations to build modern marvels like this. 2-1 to Coffee. Skips up in the dirt. It's blocked by Romero behind home plate, and it's 3-1. A walk would load the bases again for the Red Sox for Justinson Garcia. He's on deck, followed by the switch-hitting Luis Ravello. Second and third. One gone, 3-1 the count for Cutter Coffee, the Bakersfield, California kid. Second rounder a year ago. 3-1 pitch. He swings and he chops one right to short. Brown gloves, fires to home. They got Montero at home. That's out number two. Montero would have taken the lead. A smart play by the young shortstop, Brown out of Oklahoma State. And there's runners on first and second with two gone for the Red Sox. So Coffee aboard with a fielder's choice. Mikey Romero didn't move. And a really smart play by Marcus Brown. Here's Justinson Garcia. Wearing the dark-shaded sunglasses in the right-handed batter's box. Righty on righty, first and second for the Sox. The pitch. He swings. Broken bat. It trickles down the left field line. Charging ahead, Rivero. Throw to first. Not in time. So a broken bat, infield single for Justinson Garcia, loads the bases. Sometimes you'd rather be lucky than really, really good. He is really, really good. Saved the game defensively with an unbelievable throw from center field last night. Has been a hit machine the last 2 weeks. But again, sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good. And on a broken bat, he has an infield single that juices the bases for the Red Sox and the switch-hitting Luis Ravello. Batting lefty against a right-handed pitcher. First pitch. Taken for a strike. 91 on a fastball at the letters and the count nothing and one. Two gone. Top of the third, 2-2 ball game. Bases juice for the Sox. 0-1 to Ravello. He takes a slider outside of the zone and the count 1-1. Ravello flew out to left field, first time up. Romero, after his double, is at third. Coffee was aboard with a fielder's choice. He's on second. Justinson Garcia, infield single. He's at first. 1-1 to Ravello. Taken downstairs in the dirt, 2-1. On deck, it's John Frank Salazar, responsible for a grand slam yesterday. That came in the fourth inning. Red Sox had two grand slams a day ago. Maybe a chance for another one here. Three homers on the year for Luis Ravello. The 2-1 pitch. Taken for a strike right on the outside corner. A beautiful looking slider. And the count is 2-2. Ravello calls time, gathers. A massive pitch coming on a 2-2 count with the bases loaded for the Red Sox. Leading run on third is Mikey Romero. Base hit would score and take the lead. 2-2 to Ravello. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Riley Cornelio blows a fastball by him and gets out of a bases-loaded jam. Circle the bottom or the top of the third and come back to it later. The Red Sox strand three. With that being said, they get two and tie the ball game. 2-2 as we go to the bottom of the third here in Fredericksburg.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the third here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you. It's Luis Talavera staying on the hill for the Red Sox. He came in for Noah Dean and Salem coming off of a top of the third in which they tied this ball game at two apiece. It was a two RBI double off the barrel of Mikey Romero, but the Red Sox still strand three. Left the bases loaded. Luis Ravello struck out swinging. It was the fourth strikeout of the night for Riley Cornelio. And it looks like both teams are continuing offensive momentum from the late magic last night. Fredericksburg couldn't hit at all last night until all of a sudden the bottom of the ninth. First pitch to Royce Marquintana is taken for a strike. 91 on a fastball on the inside corner, and it's nothing and one. Quintana walked the first time around, the 0-1. This is downstairs and away on a fastball, and it's 1-1. Royce Mar, one of the more quiet bats this series. Talavera deals, 1-1. Taken down and away on a fastball, 2-1. Quintana has an interesting batter stance here. He kind of clicks his front leg inward and lifts his heel off the ground on his front leg. 2-1, misses high in the count 3-1. Matter of fact, his back foot as well is elevated, so he really stays on the absolute balls of his feet. 3-1 pitch. He swings and chops one foul. Dribbles right to the right of home plate, and it's 3-2. 38 pitches already for Luis Talavera. So many elongated at-bats. Another full count. 3-2 pitch. Check swing. Pitch misses high. An appeal. And Chris Jahnke in the field says he does not go. It's a full count walk to lead off the bottom of the third. Second walk of the night in as many at-bats for Royce Marquintana. Here's Max Romero Jr., the catcher. He walked first time around as well. Was stranded on second. Both teams have left the bases loaded tonight. In the first, it was the Fred Nats. In the third, it was the Red Sox, as Romero Jr. looks a fastball right over the middle of the plate in for a strike. It's nothing and one. Runner on first, the 0-1. Swing and a ripper foul down the right field line. Nothing and two for the former Vanderbilt Commodore, who transferred, played his last year at the University of Miami, former teammates with Yoandy Morales. You have two former sets of college teammates on the Fred Nats roster. 0-2. This is cranked down the right field line. Diving glove by Salazar. No, it trickles through him. He had it, and then he lost it. And Max Romero Jr. is in there safely at first. They might give this a hit, especially the way that they are ruling on the side of hits so far this season. We'll see how they officially score it, whether it's an error against Salazar, would have been a tough play, or if it was a hit. is the LSU product, Gavin Dugas. He's another set of former teammates that play on this Fred Nats roster. Him and Dylan Cruz just won a national championship with Louisiana State University. First pitch is taken for a called strike. 91 on a fastball low in the zone, and it's nothing and one. Quintana at second, Romero Jr. at first. And they did give him a base hit, the 0-1. Taken high and in on a fastball that Dugas spins away from. And it's 1-1. So Romero with a hit and a walk now. And that makes sense. It was a tough play for Salazar. He almost had it, the 1-1. Misses downstairs on a fastball. It's 2-1. Nothing but fastballs here for Gavin Dugas. Talavera usually goes 60% fastball. Certainly he'll work in the slider once in a while with a curveball. 2-1. Pitch misses low and away. That was the slider, and it's 3-1. Nobody throwing in the bullpen for the Red Sox. Just some stretching and some light movement. A couple of workouts, so to speak. 3-1. Swung on this one, popped up. Foul territory down the right field line. Salazar at the gate, and it's into the seats. Into the seats by about 5 feet, so didn't really have a chance to make a play. Dugas stays alive. It's 3-2. Another full count for Luis Talavera. Every time it seems like someone steps in, there's a full count against Talavera. That's why he's thrown 47 pitches in 2 1/3. The 3-2 is swung on. This was lifted high into the air, right center field. Garcia is there. He makes the catch, fires it to third, cut off by Ravello. Nobody moves. So still first and second. It's the first out here in the bottom of the third. Dugas flies out to Garcia. To the 8-hole we go with Marcus Brown, the shortstop out of Oklahoma State. Marcus Brown spent 3 seasons and 148 games with the Oklahoma State Cowboys. .302 career batting average with an .826 OPS in college. The first pitch is ripped right back up the middle. Mikey Romero gloves, toss it to second. It's there. Fire to first in time. Inning ending double play. It was there last night on the DPs, and the Red Sox bring out some of that magic again. Romero to Ravello to Salazar to end the inning. 2-2 still the score. We go to the top half of the fourth after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Sticky and humid. Picture perfect baseball weather here in Northern Virginia, just about an hour 15 minutes down the highway from our beautiful nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We go to the top of the fourth here in Fredericksburg. A 2-2 ball game. The Red Sox last time around offensively tied this game at 2 apiece. They did so on 3 hits. The hits came from Mikey Romero with a double, Justinson Garcia with a single, Albertson Asihen with a base hit of his own. But the Red Sox stranded the bases loaded. Both teams have left all 3 ducks on the pond one time tonight. It was in the third for the Red Sox, in the first for the Fred Nats. Fred Nats have left base runners every single inning. 2 in the second, 1 in the third. Here's John Frank Salazar, the first pitch. He pulls away on a bunt, but he goes around. The count is nothing and one. Almost looked like he was trying to slap bunt there. This is far from softball. Salazar calls time. He steps on out, flew out to right field the first time around, and he has been an unhinged animal the last couple of nights. Nothing and one to John Frank. He fouls one back on a breaking ball in the count, nothing and two. Had the grand slam in the fourth last night, walked twice as well. Before that, the night before, a homer in the sixth, a single in the fourth, a double in the second. He was a triple shy of the cycle. 0-2 pitch is cranked out into left field. Going back, McHenry, and he makes the pinch about 10 feet in front of the warning track for out number one. A well-hit baseball, just not quite enough. Here's Albert Felice in the 7-hole for the Red Sox. Left fielder was aboard with an error to get the third inning going. He ended up scoring. It was an E6 against the shortstop Marcus Brown, who overthrew Quintana at first. First pitch to Big Al. He swings, and he chops one on the ground to a charging Brown from short. The throw to first on the run is there. Two gone here in the top of four. 8-hole hitter Albertson Asihen digs in. Ripped a base hit into center field in the third. Ended up scoring. He's one for one tonight. Batting 317, and it feels like he's doing so quietly. Only been up here in Salem for about 3 weeks. The first pitch. He takes a pitch missing low and away. The count 1-0. Breaking ball out of the zone. 12 walks, 5 RBIs, batting 317 in his first 3 weeks at single A. Rapid development through the DSL and the FCL. 1-0 to Asihen. Taken downstairs and away again. Pulled back a check swing, and the field umpire on an appeal. Chris Janke says he did not go. The 2-0. Taken inside, and it's 3-0. Still Riley Cornelio on the hill in his fourth inning of work for the Fred Nats. He had the Red Sox number in game one. 3-0 to Asihen. Taken ball four inside on a fastball. Four-pitch walk to Albertson Asihen, and the Red Sox have a two-out base runner on first. Yeah, talking to Pepe, the hitting coach for the Red Sox, he said, you know, Cornelio had us. But then we watched the tape, and he said, and I quote, I got him on Sunday. So after watching back, the Red Sox have figured things out, and it is shown. They now have 3 hits and 2 runs in this ballgame, already better than they had on Tuesday. The first pitch taken down and away, and it's 1-0. They had 3 hits in that game, but they scored 1 run, and that was in 9 innings. We've only played just 3 2/3. One-oh to Juan Montero. Fouled back, and the count now 1-1. His 6-game hitting streak was snapped in game one of a doubleheader on Friday. Rain was coming down hard on Thursday. So we moved a game, played 2 on Friday, 2 7-inning games. Runner on first, 2 gone for the Red Sox, tie game at 2. 1-1 pitch. This is cranked out into center field, gloved, and stepping on the second base bag is Gavin Dugas, the second baseman, to end the inning. 4 unassisted ends the inning, still 2-2. We go to the bottom of the fourth after this in Freddy.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at milb.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the fourth here in Fredericksburg. A tie ball game, two apiece, as it's game number six. The series finale between the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Red Sox sat down nearly 1-2-3. Albertson Asihen was able to work a two-out walk, and he was cut down at second on a four ground out unassisted by Juan Montero. So next time around, we'll go to the top of the order for the Red Sox. And due up on this side for the Fredericksburg Nationals, we go 9-1-2. Yoander Rivero digs on in, new pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox in place of Luis Talavera. For the second time in this series, we will see the young Royman Blanco. Blanco, a right-handed pitcher out of La Guaira in Venezuela, goes with a fastball. And how about this? An 11-5 slur. A beautiful pitch that he can really get them swinging on quite often. International free agent, spent a very unconventional 5 years in the Dominican Summer League. Acquired as an IFA in December of 2017. Bottom of the order for Yoander Rivero. He had a base hit back in the second in his first at-bat. He is 1-for-1. Ready on ready, the first pitch is swung on, lifted into the air, out to right field. There is Asihen. He steps in front of Garcia, makes the grab for out number one. First pitch fly out for Rivero. Top of the order we go with John McHenry. McHenry 0-for-2 today. The left fielder flew out to center field last time around. Grounded out to first as well. On deck, Dylan Cruz. First pitch taken for a called strike at the letters. 89 on a fastball, nothing in one. Royman Blanco, 0-1, wave and a miss on a slider, and the count now nothing in two. Yeah, he spent a rare 5 years below single A level, four in the DSL, one, with the FCL Red Sox. Has pitched in just two games so far here at single A with Salem. 0-2 pitch. Misses high. 1-2. First one was against Lynchburg back on the 29th at the end of July. Went just two-thirds of an inning. Gave up a hit. The 1-2. Misses downstairs. Blocked by Montero. 2-2. Didn't give up any runs, didn't walk anybody or strike anybody out. I mean, a really small sample size to go just two-thirds. 2-2 on the way. Swing at a foul tip to stay alive for McHenry, and it's still 2-2. Well, last time around, he pitched on Wednesday. He was here in Fredericksburg, went two complete, gave up five hits, three runs. They were all earned. Didn't walk, but didn't strike anybody out. Still trying to figure out what the Red Sox have in Royman Blanco. He deals 2-2. Missing just inside as McHenry turns away from a slider, and the count is full. Payoff pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Tailing foul down the left field line, and Cutter Coffee looks it into the seats. They go crazy for foul balls here. Spotsylvania Town Center sponsors every single foul ball. And it is very known that anytime a ball is fouled away by a Frednat, it's a Spotsylvania Town Center foul ball. Payoff pitch again. Here's a ripper on the ground right to the shortstop, Luis Ravello. Backhanded glove. Throw to first to a leaning Gianfranco Salazar. They got him. Salazar had to dive for that ball, keep his right foot on the bag, and there's two gone here in the bottom of four. Here's the guy everybody's here to see. Golden Spikes Award winner, the best player in all of college baseball this past year. One of the biggest names in the sport, Dylan Cruz. Looked at to be the future of this franchise. First pitch is fouled back, and it's nothing and one. He had a solo shot to take a 1-0 lead in the first inning. Aboard with a fielder's choice and stranded at third in the second. This is his third time up after going 0-for-5 a night ago. 0-1. Taken for a strike, down 0-2. Slider in the zone, and they don't like it behind home plate, but it's the right call, according to the TrackMan data. Blanco kicks. He deals. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He just struck out one of the biggest names in baseball with a fastball. Blew it right by Dylan Cruz, and it ends the inning. Second time Cruz has struck out in as many games against the Red Sox. We go to the top of the fifth after this in Fredericksburg.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7.05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
The right-hander Riley Cornelio is out there for a fifth inning of work for the Fredericksburg Nationals. We got a tie ball game heading to the top of the fifth. 2-2 your score. Two runs for the Fred Nats in the first. Two runs for the Red Sox in the third. And we go to the top of the order for Salem. It's the rehab assignment from High A Greenville, Gilberto Jimenez, the designated hitter. Played hero last night with a grand slam in the top of the 10th. First pitch is fouled back. 89 on a fastball, and it's nothing in one. Cornelio has been solid so far today, pitching four innings with four strikeouts. The 0-1 misses just outside of the plate, and the count now 1-1. 81 on a breaking ball. Jimenez has struck out once. Flown out as well. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. 82 on a slider. Got him. 1-2. Not only the grand slam yesterday, though, for Jimenez. Two other hits as well. He ended up going 3-for-6. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a low breaking ball out of the zone. It's strikeout number 5 on the afternoon for Riley Cornelio in his fifth inning. And it brings up Mikey Romero. Mikey playing at second today, has played a lot of shortstop this week. Moves over to the other side of the middle infield. Righty on lefty, the first pitch. He takes a called strike, 82, and the count now nothing and one. Mikey has said he is feeling it. Said during BP all week that he just feels really good, really comfortable about his swing. 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. 79 on a breaking ball, nothing in two. You know, he's almost playing with free money after he came in very late, battling a back injury in the first half of the season, missed it entirely. Now here in Salem, in a way, it's like free money. Obviously, he's giving it his all, doing everything he can do to win games, but really looking forward to his first full season next year. 0-2 to Romero. Just off the plate, 82 on a slider. It's 1-2. That's what Mikey Romero does best, looks pitches away and working at bats. The 1-2 skips up in the dirt. It's 2-2. He can elongate an at-bat and make a pitcher's day miserable like nobody else. Wise beyond his 19 years in that regard. Very, very mature young man. Been through so much already in his young life. 2-2. Fouled back. His pops back in California battling cancer has had a long bout with the illness. Mikey's talked about how that's something that forces you to grow up a little bit, right? His family means so much to him. His Italian and Mexican heritage. 2-2. Skips up in the dirt. It's 3-2 on a breaking ball. 2-2 your score, top of the fifth. One gone. Nobody on for the Red Sox. Cornelio now has thrown 70 pitches. Payoff pitch to Romero on the way. He fouls it back. And again, Mikey Romero just continuing to do what he does. Elongating at-bats, waiting for his pitch, but in a way where he's fouling away anything that looks close to being in the zone just to stick in there. Another payoff pitch. Here's a swing and a dribbler down the right field line, gloved by Quintana. He'll step on the bag himself for out number two. Romero pulls it down the right field line, not hit hard enough. Just got it off the end of the bat. Two gone here in the top of the fifth in a 2-2 ball game for Cutter Coffee, the righty. Missed the first three games of the series with a knee injury. Fouled the ball into his own knee against Lynchburg, what was already a week ago on Sunday, then was hit by a pitch the other night on the other knee. First pitch, misses downstairs and away, and it's 1-0. I mean, how unlucky. He has two giant bruises, each on the same spot on the inside of his knees. One out to Coffee. He cranks one foul down the left field line. 1-1. You can see, if you're watching, that he almost has like a knee pad underneath both of his knees. Probably a wrapping of some sort just to keep them a little more padded. The 1-1. Swing and a foul ball tailing into the seats down the right field line. Coffee fights off a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Pretty cool military uniforms for the Fred Nats tonight. A little bit of camo on the bottom half. Red on the top half reads Fred Nats, red caps, white pants. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball in the dirt. Sixth strikeout of the day for Riley Cornelio as he can take a bow if that is the last inning that he goes. 2-2 the score. We go to the bottom of the fifth after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the fifth here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium on a beautiful Sunday afternoon for baseball. Roymond Blanco will enter his second full inning of work for the Red Sox after coming in relief of Luis Talavera, who was the first out of the bullpen for the Red Sox following a strugglesome start from Noah Dean. Dean was the second Red Sox starter this week to be yanked in the first inning. Dean gave up both of the runs, one of them on a solo shot from Dylan Cruz. The other was a run that was walked in after Andrew Pinckney doubled. He ended up on third, and one more walk brought him home. After that, the Red Sox have been really strong pitching the baseball. Luis Talavera walked one, gave up a hit, but was pretty solid. Gave up two hits, matter of fact. Pitching to contact, a double play ball in there. His infield didn't help him with an error in the second. Roymond Blanco sat him down 1-2-3 in the fourth. Here's a hard hit ground ball up off the glove of Mikey Romero, the second baseman. A base hit for Yo-Yo Morales on the first pitch. Before they even fully cut out his walk-up music, he gets one into the right field grass. Here's the Alabama product. Andrew Pinckney came into today 8-for-16, already with a double in the first. He has been the bat for the Fred Nats. 2-2 game, bottom of the fifth, runner on first, nobody out. The pitch taken high on a 76-mile-an-hour breaking ball. It's 1-0. Blanco nods his head. He deals the 1-0. Swing and a smasher deep to left field. It's going, and it is gone. The first professional home run for Andrew Pinckney. And the Fred Nats take a 4-2 lead. It continues to be the debut of all debuts for Andrew Pinckney this week. Second home run of the night for Fredericksburg to go up 2. Jersey went for $3,000 last night. Still nobody out. Rice Marquintana swings at the first pitch, fouls it back, nothing and one. Quintana the 5-hole, followed by Romero Jr. and Gavin Dugas. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Breaking ball upstairs in the count, nothing and two. Quintana has walked twice tonight. First 0-2 count he has faced. He's yet to have a true at-bat, 0-for-0. The 0-2 misses high, 1-2. Well, Blanco sat him down with a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout in the fourth. Now he's given up two hits, one of them a homer. 1-2, this is cranked out into right field, deep down the right field line. It's fouled by about literally a half a foot. I mean, I think that kicked up white powder, matter of fact, right on the line. And the crowd doesn't agree with the call either. I honestly, you can't review at this level. I think that was a fair ball, which probably would have been a triple for Royce Marquintana. We'll see if they show a replay here on the Fred Nats broadcast. I'm very, very curious to see if that was a fair ball or not. I thought it was. I thought it kicked up white powder down the right field line. Well, the 1-2. Wave and a miss as it goes right into the chest of Juan Montero. But they'll say that he got just a tiny piece, which is why Montero couldn't catch it. And he stays alive at 1-2. Yeah, he got the tiniest piece, and it actually hit the umpire. Home plate umpire in Michael Corbett. 1-2. Misses downstairs and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes for Royce Marquintana. Bottom of the fifth, 4-2 Fred Nats lead. Nobody on, nobody out. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a pop-up. Down the left field line, foul territory. Cutter Coffey comes in to make the catch. Foul out to the third baseman, a ruthless crowd here in Fredericksburg this afternoon. One gone here in the bottom of the fifth for Max Romero Jr. 1-for-1 with a walk today and a base hit in the third. Fred Nats stranded the bases loaded in the first, left two in the second, left one in the third. The first pitch is waved down and missed. Took a huge hack at a slider, nothing and one. And then left nobody, and we're sat down 1-2-3 in the fourth. A ladder, the 0-1. Taken high and in on a fastball, 1-1. No action in the Red Sox bullpen. So they are putting their faith in Blanco right here, the 1-1. Taken for a strike at the letters, 1-2. Rest day tomorrow for the Red Sox. And we'll do it all over again against the Augusta Green Jackets in Salem next week. 1-2 pitch. Taken inside on a fastball, 2-2. Max Romero, one-time Vanderbilt Commodore, now Miami Hurricane, 2-2. Fouled back, stays alive at 2-2. Two-two on the way. Here's a swing and a ripper. Diving play at first base by Gianfranco Salazar. He flashes the leather for out number two. Tattooed 104 off the bat, and Salazar was ready for it as he dove across his body to his right-hand side to make that catch. Here's Gavin Dugas. First pitch. Breaking ball, called a strike. On the outside corner, nothing and one. Dugas walked and flew out to center field so far today. Blanco deals, 0-1. Breaking ball is smashed. High into the air, deep to left, and this is gone. Gavin Dugas goes yard. Both of the LSU Tigers have gone deep. Third homer of the day for the Fred Nats. It's all SEC. Dylan Cruz, Andrew Pinckney, Gavin Dugas all send baseballs flying over the left field fence. It is 5-2 Fred Nats. Marcus Brown saying, let me get the Big 12 in on this action. The shortstop out of Oklahoma State looks at a ball on the inside. It's 1-0. Second home run given up by Roymond Blanco, and now movement in the Red Sox bullpen. 1-0, swing and a miss. 1-1 on a breaking ball downstairs, actually out of the zone. Three runs in the inning to take a 5-2 lead in the bottom of the fifth, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Got him with a breaking ball low once again. Same pitch, same spot, same result. One ball, two strikes. Blanco deals the pitch. Taken high. 2-2. Blanco kicks, deals, 2-2. Swing and a chopper, foul down the right field line. Bottom of the fifth, Fred Nats 5-2. In a game that again is starting to slip away from the Red Sox just a little bit here. Two two. Pitch taken high. 90 on a fastball fills the count at 3-2. Two gone, nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth. Pinckney, Cruz, and Dugas have all gone deep. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball downstairs to end the inning. Second strikeout for Royman Blanco, but the Fred Nats get three. Two home runs in the inning. Pinckney and Dugas go deep. Morales with a hit as well. It is 5-2 Fred Nats. Top of the sixth after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the sixth here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium on a beautiful afternoon for a Sunday matinee. It is 5-2. The Fredericksburg Nationals lead it over the Salem Red Sox after two home runs, three total runs scored in the fifth inning. Andrew Pinckney went deep to bring home Yoandy Morales in a two-run blast. And Gavin Dugas said, let me get in on this SEC party. He went deep as well with a solo blast. So Cruz, Pinckney, and Dugas have all homered today. Justinson Garcia leads us off. The first pitch is taken downstairs on a breaking ball. The count 1-0. 1-0 on the way to Garcia. He swings and chops one foul off his own leg. The count evened up at 1-1. Riley Cornelio is out of this ball game. Mason Denneberg is in for the second time in this series. Last time around in this series was Wednesday, the 1-1. He swings, lifts it high into the air, out into right center field. Going back, making the catch about 5 feet in front of the warning track is Dylan Cruz. Switch hitting, Luis Ravello digs in. Denneberger righty, Ravello will bat lefty here. Denneberg out of Cape Canaveral, Florida. Back on Wednesday, ended up going three innings. Gave up a hit, a run, it was earned. Four strikeouts, gave up one home run. Ravello looks at a ball downstairs, it is 1-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a chopper back behind home plate, 1-1. Top of the sixth, 5-2 Fred Nats. After scoring three just a half inning ago. How about this? A gold Dylan Cruz jersey in attendance. The 1-1 misses downstairs and away. Pretty cool. I mean, it's a national championship specialty jersey. It's white with black numbers and shiny gold trim. 2-1. Swing and a ripper down the right field line. Gloving it is Quintana. He'll step on the bag himself for out number two. Brings up John Frank Salazar, the six-hole hitter for the Red Sox. Salem was sat down 1-2-3 in the first, second, and fifth. Productive inning in the third where they got two. First pitch to Salazar. Taken downstairs, breaking ball in the dirt, 1-0. Riley Cornelio had a pretty solid line in this ball game. Ended up going five complete. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a chopper foul down the left field line. Cornelio altogether went five complete, three hits, two runs, one of them earned, two walks, six strikeouts. 1-1 to Salazar. This is downstairs and away. 2-1. John Frank went into the series batting below 100. He's now up to 158 thanks to two home runs and a handful of hits as well the last two nights. The 2-1 ripped foul down the right field line. 2-2. Sporadic offense for the Red Sox this week, but not consistent offense, except last night. 14 hits for the Red Sox with 11 runs last night. I would call that consistent offense. Two to Salazar. Taken downstairs. Count worked full 3-2 with two gone and nobody on here in the top of the sixth. Payoff pitch from Denneberg. Swing and a chopper foul. Alive at 3-2 again is Salazar. He's 0-2 today with flyouts to right and left field. Pulled one, hit one the other way. Looking to piece one up perfectly. Payoff pitch. Foul tip again. And this is what the Red Sox have done all week. Elongating at-bats. Denneberg up to 14 pitches, facing his third batter. Due up for the Sox. Albert Feliz is on deck. They'll go 7-8-9. 3-2. Taken downstairs, ball four, and we will see Big Al in the sixth. Full count walk for John Frank Salazar. Here's Albert Feliz, the left fielder. Advanced on an error in the third, he scored, grounded out to short in the fourth. First pitch. Trickles between the legs of Romero. Free bag for Salazar, he takes second. The Boston Red Sox in the middle of the fifth getting absolutely smoked by the Blue Jays. 11-1 is the score. Red Sox on the verge of getting swept in the series. After dominating the Blue Jays all year long, the Blue Jays hadn't taken a game from the Sox. They were 7-0 going into the series. 1-0. Taken outside in the count 1-1. Or excuse me, 2-0. Top six, runner on second, two gone here for the Red Sox. They trail it 5-2. Two zero to Feliz. This is cranked out into left field. It is down in the corner for a hit. It deflects off the wall. Salazar comes in to score. Feliz retreats back to the first base bag. A long, hard hit RBI single for Albert Feliz, and it is 5-3. Big Al continuing to perform this week. One of his better weeks of the season. Feliz had two hits last night with two walks as well. And now a mound visit. Conversation taking place. So it brings up their right fielder, Albert Senasi-Hen, who singled in the third, ended up scoring. Juan Montero is on deck for the Red Sox. Top of the order, Gilberto Jimenez and Mikey Romero. Two gone, runner on first for the Sox. Here's the first pitch to Asihen. He looks at a breaking ball downstairs and in. The count 1-0. Let's take a look at this box score between the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. The 1-0. Called the strike on the inner half. Breaking ball. It's 1-1. 11-1 Blue Jays leading over the Red Sox up in Boston at Fenway. Bottom of the fifth. 1-1. This is low and away. 2-1. So 5 runs in the fifth, 4 runs in the third, 2 runs in the fourth for the Blue Jays. 2-1 to Ossie Henn. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut at a breaking ball. 2-2. Jaren Duran 0-3. Yoshida 1-3. Devers with a hit. Casas is 1-1. 2-2. Ring him up looking. Breaking ball falls into the zone and ends the inning. Red Sox get one. They do it on a base hit from Albert Felice. Bottom of the sixth after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the sixth here in Fredericksburg. The Red Sox trailing it 5-3 is the score here in game number 6 of this 6-game series on a Sunday afternoon at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you. Red Sox scored 1 in the sixth. John Frank Salazar walked, advanced on a wild pitch. He was brought home on an RBI single from Albert Felice that got into the left field corner. Once again, for the second time tonight, it's 9-1-2 for the Fred Nats. Yoander Rivero will step into the right-handed batter's box for Fredericksburg to get us going here in the home half of the sixth. And there's a new pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox as well. Noah Dean at the start. Talavera came in for him in the first. Ramon Blanco after that. And now another arm on the hill for the Red Sox. And action taking place in the bullpen as well. It appears that it'll be Luis De La Rosa on the hill for Salem. De La Rosa, 2-6 on the year with a 3.96 ERA, 50 innings pitched. Here's Yoander Rivero. Righty on righty, 5-3 Fred Nats lead, bottom of 6. First pitch on the way. Called strike at the letters, nothing and 1. Rivero 1-2 today, batting 217. Has a hit in the second. 0-1. Called a strike at the letters once more on a slider. It's nothing and 2. De La Rosa, a righty with a fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. One of the bigger repertoires on the team. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider out of the zone. First strikeout of the day and a good way to start for Luis De La Rosa. There's one gone here in the bottom of the sixth. Top of the order, John McHenry, who's 0-3. Left-handed batter. First pitch on the way. Misses upstairs on a breaking ball. It's 1-0. We saw Luis De La Rosa, the Santo Domingo Dominican Republic native, on the 4th. That was on Friday night we saw him. Only went one inning. The 1-0 pitch. Called a strike at the letters. It's 1-1. in that one inning, gave up two hits, a run. It was earned. Had three strikeouts as well. One pitch. Foul tip into the glove of Juan Montero, and it's 1-2. Before that, he last pitched on the 30th against Lynchburg. Seems to go about every 4 to 6 days. Went 1 1/3, gave up a hit, a walk, two strikeouts. The 1-2. Wave and a miss. He struck him out. It's dropped by Montero. He picks it up, throws to first. They still got him. Back-to-back strikeouts for Luis De La Rosa. And here comes Dylan Cruz. The Nationals looking for him to be their savior. The biggest prospect in the organization since Steven Strasburg and Bryce Harper. The first pitch. Taken for a strike on the inside corner. 0-1. He's homered once tonight. Back in the first. Aboard with the fielder's choice in the second. And he struck out swinging last time around. Lean back for Cruz. The 0-1. He swings and lifts it high into the air. Shallow right field. Ossie Henn chasing in. He pinches the leather for out number three. Luis De La Rosa with two strikeouts in the inning. Dylan Cruz back to looking human. Top of the seventh after this in Fredericksburg. It's 5-3. Fred Nats lead.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the seventh here in Fredericksburg, Virginia Credit Union Stadium. The brand new home of the Fredericksburg Nationals. It is 5-3 as we get you going here in the top of the seventh. Fred Nats lead it, and they have a new pitcher on the hill as well. Riley Cornelio got the start for the Fred Nats. Jason Denneberg came in his place, and now it's Miguel Gomez for the second time in the series. Last time around on Wednesday night, he went three innings, gave up two hits, struck out three batters against the Red Sox. Red Sox go 9-1-2 here in the top of seven. Juan Montero, the catcher, digs in the right-handed batter's box. Facing Gomez for the first time in the series, the first pitch. He swings and he bloops one out to right field, down the right field line. It's a fair ball. Juan Montero is going to chug around first, head for second. The throw to second is going to be cut off by Gavin Dugas. And Juan Montero with a bloop double down the right field line. He is back in the hit column. Had a six-game hitting streak going into the series. Couldn't find a hit in a shortened seven-inning game in game one of the doubleheader on Friday, and now he's back in the hit column with an extra base hit. Great way to start the top of the seventh for the Red Sox. Well, we go to the top of the order with Gilberto Jimenez, the designated hitter. He was hero last night. 3-for-5 with a hit by pitch, a grand slam in the top of the 10th inning. It put the Red Sox on top. It ended up being the winning swing. First pitch. Takes a pitch off the plate. 79 on the breaking ball. It's 1-0. Everybody for the Red Sox was hitting last night. Runner on second, nobody out, the 1-0. Swing and a fly ball. Center field going back, Dylan Cruz. It'll stay in the yard. He makes the pinch. Heading to third is Montero. The throw to third is not in time, and Juan Montero is in there safely. Throw was caught off by Brown, the shortstop. He chucked it to third, and that made it not even close. So Gilberto Jimenez moves the runner just 90 feet away. It is out number one. And here's Mikey Romero. Two RBI double in the third, a ground out and a strikeout. First pitch to Mikey. He swings, rips it into right field. A sky-high grab by Gavin Dugas. Mikey cannot catch a break this week. Rips a ball 100 off the bat right to a leaping second baseman in Dugas. Boy, out number two. If that got into the grass, it's a 5-4 game, and it would have been a base hit, no doubt, for Mikey Romero. Here's Cutter Coffey. Righty steps in. First pitch. Looks at a ball downstairs, blocked by Romero, 1-0. Cutter aboard with a fielder's choice in the third. He has struck out twice as well. Mr. Coffey is 0-3. Had a hit yesterday in the sixth. Went 1-6 altogether. 1-0. Taken downstairs again, 2-0. Batting 228 on the year is Cutter Coffey with 29 ribbies. 45 walks is what's really impressive. Six homers, though, he leads the team. Runner on third, two gone. The 2-0 taken low and away. It's 3-0. Romero pointed back to Gomez and said, that's the pitch. Go with that again. Huge pitch coming. 3-0 to Coffey. Takes a strike right over the middle of the plate. 78 on a breaking ball, and it's 3-1. I mean, that was like a batting practice toss. 3-1. Called a strike again. This time it finds the outside corner on a slider, and it's 3-2. Runner on third, two gone, 5-3 Fred Nats lead. The payoff pitch, foul tip. Romero couldn't catch it, and alive at 3-2 is Coffey. Sox wearing their navy blue jerseys today on a Sunday, reading Salem across the front. Gray bottoms, navy caps. A little cowbell action for the payoff pitch. Swing and a drooper into right field, gloved by Quintana, underhands it to his pitcher who covers for out number three. Well, the Sox strand Juan Montero on third. It's still 5-3, Fred Nats lead. Home half of the seventh after this in Freddy.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the seventh in Freddie. It's been a really, really fun week to be here in Fredericksburg. I can't tell you enough how beautiful of a spot this is. A great town for minor league baseball when the top of the organization is just an hour down the highway in Washington, D.C. It's a 5-3 ball game. The Fred Nats lead it over the Red Sox here in the bottom of the seventh. Luis De La Rosa on the hill for the Red Sox. He's ready to face Yoandy Morales. Yo-Yo, the second-round pick out of Miami. First pitch on the way. He cranks one high into the air. Foul ball tailing into the seats down the right field line. Nothing and one for Yo-Yo, who singled and scored last time around. He walked in the second, stole a base as well, and he struck out two. So he's one for two with a walk. Oh, one to Yo-Yo. This is outside, and the count now a ball and a strike for Morales, the 300 hitter, batting 300 here in his first week at single A. Six RBIs already this week with four walks as well. Impressive stuff. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a big hack out of breaking ball out of the zone. It's 1-2. On deck, Andrew Pinckney, who has been unbelievable this series. A two-run shot in the fifth earlier tonight, and a double in the first. He scored twice. De La Rosa kicks. He deals. 1-2. Swing and a chopper foul down the left field line, and alive at 1-2 is Yo-Yo. Red Sox infield, Cutter Coffee at third, Ravello at short, Romero at second. Those two flipped from last night. Salazar is at first. Montero behind home plate. 1-2. Misses down and away on a breaking ball. 2-2. Fred Nats have homered three times tonight. Dylan Cruz smashed one. Andrew Pinckney smashed one. And Gavin Dugas smashed one. All SEC products. Two LSU guys and an Alabama kid. The 2-2. This is cranked out to deep center field. Garcia going back. He's there about 20 feet in front of the track. Pinches the leather for out number one. Neon glove, as always, for Justinson Garcia. And we go to Andrew Pinckney looking to continue his red-hot afternoon. Pinckney came into this ball game 8-for-16 on the series with four RBIs. He's been even better than that. Two doubles coming into today as well. He's got double number three and his first homer today. The first pitch. This is downstairs in the count 1-0. Pinckney has been the most impressive out of this Fred Nats lineup, and he was one of the later picks, a fourth rounder. The 1-0. Called a strike on the inside corner. Slider paints it. It's 1-1. Cruz was second overall in the first round. Morales, the second rounder. Pinckney, a fourth rounder, and he has been the one to show out the most, the 1-1. Misses down and away on a slider, 2-1. Now, they've all been impressive, and I've been impressed with Dugas, who was a later pick, Marcus Brown, who was a fifth rounder. Such a star-studded lineup. 2-1 on the way. This is downstairs on a breaking ball, 3-1. And if you love college baseball, the Nationals are your organization to follow. Really focus on drafting collegiate talent. Very, very different than the Red Sox approach. 3-1. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Juan Montero. It's 3-2. Red Sox, very internationally focused. A lot of young guys at this level, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. Pinckney calls time. Big focus in the Dominican Republic, in Venezuela. And then drafting high school guys for the Red Sox as well. 3-2. This is downstairs, ball four. Pinckney works a full count walk. Breaking ball out of the zone. Here's Raismar Quintana, the powerful first baseman, walked twice tonight and popped out in foul territory to Cutter Coffey, the third baseman. Two homers on the year for Quintana. Due for more. First pitch. Runner goes. Foul tip to the backstop. They give away the hit and run. Pinckney slid into second, turned around, and looked disappointed when he realized he had to go back to first. The Red Sox did kind of break their philosophy, though, this year, drafting a college kid in the first round. They got Kyle Teal, catcher out of the University of Virginia. 0-1. Called a strike at the letters. Slider at 87, nothing in two for Quintana. Kyle Teal had his first FCL appearance yesterday in the Florida Complex League. Calling time is Quintana. Bottom of the seventh, 5-3, Fred Nats lead it. Kyle Teal went 3-for-3 with a home run, a walk, and two RBI yesterday against the FCL Twins. Runner on first, one gone. Double play in effect, the 0-2. Swing and a line drive out to left center field. Going in, making the catch is the left fielder in Albert Feliz for out number two. Soft liner to left, sits down Quintana, brings up Max Romero Jr. Max singled in the third, walked in the first, lined out to first base in the fifth. Sky has turned more gray. It was sunny to start, now more of a gray haze. Here's the first pitch. First time is called, though, by Michael Corbett, and a pitch clock violation. It's 1-0. So it goes against Luis De La Rosa. He was not set in time. Wave and a miss, way out ahead of a curveball, and it's 1-1. Runner on first is Andrew Pinckney, who walked. Two gone here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1 on the way. Misses high and in on a fastball, 2-1. Nobody throwing in the Red Sox bullpen. Jonathan Brand doing some exercises, tossing a ball against the wall. 2-1 pitch. This is low out of the zone. 3-1. On deck, Gavin Dugas. Red Sox looking to get out of the inning. Due up in the top of the eighth for the Sox. It'll be Garcia, Ravelo, Salazar. Three balls, one strike, bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Taken inside. Montero will not throw. It's ball four. Second walk of the inning for the Fred Nats, and it brings up the second baseman, Gavin Dugas, who homered last time around. The home run was not against Luis De La Rosa. It was against Royman Blanco, the second one that Blanco gave up. Pinckney had the other. He's on second right here. And we'll get a mound visit. Just a battery meeting between Juan Montero and Luis De La Rosa. Back to baseball we go here. Bottom of the seventh, 5-3, Fred Nats lead. Runners on first and second. First pitch to Dugas. He takes inside on a breaking ball to count 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Taken high on a slider, 2-0. And now Jonathan Brand is warming up in the Red Sox bullpen out over the right field wall. On the way. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball. The count 2-1. Dugas 1-for-2 today, batting 250, an RBI, a home run, and it came earlier tonight. 2-1 on the way. Called a strike. 87 on a slider. It clips into the zone on the inner portion. 2-2. First and second, two gone, the 2-2. Taken just low on a slider. It's 3-2. It's the right call by Corbett just off the plate. Massive payoff pitch. A walk loads the bases. And out ends the inning. 3-2. Misses inside. It almost hit him on a breaking ball, and the bases are juiced. Third walk of the inning by Luis De La Rosa. He's walked everybody that's aboard. And it brings up Marcus Brown, the shortstop out of Oklahoma State. And here comes Jason Blanton to have a conversation. We'll take a short break during the mound visit. When we come back, it's 5-3. Fred Nats lead, bottom of the seventh in Fredericksburg.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bases loaded here in a 5-3 ball game where the Fred Nats lead in the bottom of the seventh. Two gone, bases juiced for Marcus Brown. Ready on lefty, the 1-0. Check swing, he went around in the count 1-1, breaking ball downstairs. And it's a ball and a strike for the young shortstop out of Oklahoma State. Former Cowboy and Sooner hater. One one to Brown. Just outside on a breaking ball. The count 2-1. Walk brings in a run. Obviously a home run is a grand slam. Base hit would score likely two. Two one on the way. Swing and a foul backwards. The count 2-2. Brown calls time, now digs back in. Righty on lefty. Massive couple of pitches. De La Rosa still on the hill for the Sox. He's walked them loaded. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Montero. And alive at 2-2 is Brown. Brown today ground out. He hit into a double play and he struck out swinging. Almost feels like he's due in that regard. Two-two pitch. Check swing. Pitch misses high and in on a fastball, and it's 3-2, and Michael Corbett missed that one. That was in the zone, according to our TrackMan data. Instead, it's a full count with the bases juiced, two gone, bottom of the seven. The pitch. swing and a softly hit ground ball to Romero at second. He scoops, throws to first to end the inning. 4-3 put out. We go to the top of the eighth. 5-3 Fred Nats lead back in a jiff in Fredericksburg.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey, Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the eighth in Fredericksburg. The Red Sox still very much so in this thing. It is 5-3. Salem looking to get the bats going. We'll go 4-5-6. Justinson Garcia, Luis Ravello, and John Frank Salazar. They will face a new pitcher on the hill as well. It's number 4 on the day. Moises Diaz will take the hill. Diaz, 6 foot, 195 pound, 22-year-old righty out of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. A 1-1 win-loss record with a 2.91 ERA. First pitch to Garcia is taken outside. The count 1-0. Top of the eighth, 5-3 Fred Nats lead. Red Sox looking to salvage. 1-0 to Garcia. Called a strike, and the count now 1-1. 88 on a breaking ball that finds the zone. 1-1. Cranked foul into the seats down the right field line. 1-2 for Josh Stinkson. Singled in the third. Flew out to center field in the sixth. Grounded out to third. The 1-2. Here's a swing and a fly ball out into the gap in left center field. It is down for a hit, and it rolls to the wall on a two-hopper. Garcia around first. He pulls into second. A stand-up leadoff double for Justinson Garcia, and the Red Sox are in business. What a way to start here in the top of the eighth. Just with the doctor ordered, a Justinson crusher. So it brings up John Frank Salazar, the first baseman. Pardon me, it'll be Luis Ravello, the switch hitter first. Salazar will bat next. Luis Ravello playing at short today, flipping with Mikey Romero. Luis went 0 for yesterday after coming in for an injured Lionel James in a little bit of a slump. 0 for 3 today as well. 0 for his last 6. The first pitch is taken high and in on a 91-mile-an-hour heater. It's 1-0. We've seen flashes, though, this series out of Luis. Went 2-for-4 in game 1. The 1-0. Wave and a miss on a slider. It's 1-1. Had 2 of the Red Sox 3 hits in that game and had 1 of the Red Sox 3 hits in game 2. Runner on second, nobody out. 5-3 the score. 1-1. Foul tip. And the count now 1-2. Another slider that Ravello gets a little chunk of. Both of them low, just out of the zone from Moises Diaz. 19 strikeouts for Diaz on the year, looking for number 20. He kicks and deals, 1-2. This is high end in on a fastball. It's 2-2. Garcia not really held on by anybody there. The closest is the shortstop, Brown. He is still with his heels on the outfield grass. Two balls, two strikes, runner on second, top of the eighth for Luis Ravello. Three homers on the year, 36 runs batted in. 2-2 pitch. He cranks one. Sky high center field, and it's going to stay in the park. Cruises back towards the track. He makes the catch. Garcia tagging up from second. He'll head to third. Throw is cut off by Brown, and Garcia's in there at third. So the Red Sox have what would chop the lead down to one at third base. Sprinting out to the Red Sox bullpen is a couple of pitchers to warm up. Jonathan Brand is throwing currently in the bullpen. And here's John Frank Salazar. First pitch, he chops one. Backing up is the second baseman, Dugas. He circles back to the ball, fires to first in time. Two gone. Quick two gone on two pitches. With Garcia at third, the Red Sox have stranded the bases loaded once in the third. Stranded a runner in the fourth. Also stranded a runner in the sixth, looking to avoid that here. And Montero was stranded at third last time around. Offense to be desired. Here's Big Al, the first pitch. Taken low and away on a slider. It's 1-0. Feliz singled, RBI ripper in the sixth. Here's the 1-0. Taken high and in on a fastball. 2-0. Big Al has homered in this series. Had a foul ball yesterday as well, the 2-0. Swing and a chopper right to the shortstop in Brown. He gloves, tosses to first to end the inning. For the second inning in a row, the Red Sox strand a runner on third base. Big Al had one yesterday, a foul ball that went 420 feet, 113 off the bat. He couldn't keep it fair, and he grounds out here. Still 5-3. Offense to be desired for the Sox. We go to the home half of the eighth after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the eighth here in Fredericksburg. It is 5-3. The Red Sox leaving offense to be desired, stranding runners on all three bases in the third and stranding runners on third base in the sixth and the seventh as well. Due up again, we go 9-1-2. I feel like we've done that almost every inning this ball game. It's Yoandy Rivero, followed by John McHenry, and then Dylan Cruz here in the eighth. Jonathan Brand is on the hill for the Red Sox. Doesn't quite feel the same on the road without Iron Man by Black Sabbath chiming through the air. Beautiful afternoon for baseball here in Fredericksburg. Yoandy Rivero, he singled in the second, flew out in the fourth, and struck out in the sixth. Jonathan Brand on the hill. The first pitch is called strike at the letters. 87 on a slider, nothing and one. Brand looked at as the closer of this staff for the Red Sox. 0-1 drops in there, nothing and two. 75 on a breaking ball. Brand out of Columbus, Georgia. Picked in the eighth round of the 2022 MLB draft out of Miami of Ohio. Was committed to play a graduate season at Auburn with the Tigers before being drafted and decided to go to the Red Sox. 0-2. This is high. And the count now 1-2. Brand with a 2-1 win-loss record. 7 saves on the year. He leads the team. 2.13 ERA with 25 innings pitched in total. He deals the 1-2. Misses low again. 2-2. Last time around he pitched, it was on the 4th here in Fredericksburg. That was on Friday. Went in and gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned, a walk and 2 strikeouts. Fly ball that'll stay in the infield. Underneath it is Salazar. He makes the catch for out number 1. Top of the order, it'll be John McHenry, the left fielder. 0-4 today. Still batting .259 on the year despite an off day today. 11 RBIs and 11 walks. On deck, Dylan Cruz. Jonathan Brand looking to give the offense a chance. First pitch is waved on and missed. 75 on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Brand, such a calm, cool, and collected pitcher. Really doesn't overthink things. The 0-1. Misses low and in on a slider. 1-1. His approach, very simple. Go out there and pound the zone, throw strikes. That's what he does best. 1-1 pitch. Taken for a strike. 89 on a fastball on the inside corner. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a slider. First strikeout of the night for Jonathan Brand. And here is the man everybody is here to see, Dylan Cruz. Cruz is another guy that slows his heartbeat. He has a breathing technique before every at-bat. 4 seconds in, 2 second pause, 4 second exhale. Cruz homered earlier tonight. First pitch. He swings and he rips one right to Mikey Romero, the second baseman, for out number 3. A well-hit ball, 104 off the bat. Romero was ready for it. Red Sox have a chance here in the top of the ninth, down to their final 3 outs, trailing by 2. Can they pull off some more late magic? Find out next. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey, Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the ninth, the Red Sox with their backs against the wall on the road. They trail it 5-3 here in the top of 9. Red Sox looking for an opportunity to extend this ball game. Scoreboard here reads 5-4. I don't know how a run could have possibly been missed, but the scoreboard reads 5-4. I continue to dig back through my scorebook and not see where a run could have come from. So bizarre. Maybe a mistake here, or an extreme mistake on my end. The Red Sox stranded runners on third in Garcia and Montero the last two times around. Well, Marquise Grissom Jr. is on the hill, and apparently it is a 5-4 ball game. Again, a mistake that I don't know how I have made. But the first pitch to Albertson Asihen is a called strike in the count, nothing and one. A one. This is inside. We're saying Justinson Garcia scored last time around on a ground out by Salazar. Here's a fly ball out to deep left field. This is down off the wall. Asihen rounds first, heading for second, where he will stop, retreat, and the Red Sox are in business, down a run. What a great start here to the top of the ninth. So we'll go to the nine hole in Juan Montero. The Red Sox trailing by a run 5-4. Here's Juan Montero, the righty. Runner on second with a lead is Albertson Asihen after crushing a double off the wall in left. And Montero steps out as Romero adjusts his glove behind home plate. 102 off the bat on that double from Asihen. Sox down to their final three outs. Tying run on second. First pitch is waved on and missed. 91, and the count now 0-1. Montero doubled last time around. He was stranded at third. That was in the seventh. Had a six-game hitting streak going into the series. It was snapped after going 0-4 in the first game of a doubleheader the other day. Now back in the hit column is Juan Montero. Righty on righty. The 0-1. Misses high and away on a fastball. 1-1. One pitch, foul tip in the count now, 1-2. Marquise Grissom Jr., the new righty on the hill for the Fred Nats. Out of Los Angeles, California, 1-2. Check swing, pitch misses downstairs and away on a slider. It's 2-2. Pitched earlier this series in the doubleheader. Pitched two innings, gave up three hits, two runs. One of them earned, two walks, and a strikeout. Gave up a home run as well. 2-2. Here's a swing and a fly ball into the gap, out to left center. There to make the catch is McHenry, the left fielder. Tagging up is Asihen. The tying run is 90 feet away for the Red Sox. So Montero really does his job and advances the runner, giving up just the first out in the process. Top of the order for the Red Sox, Gilberto Jimenez. He was the hero yesterday. First mound visit taking place here between Romero and the pitcher. In Grissom Jr. Marquise dad, Marquise Grissom Sr. played for the Atlanta Braves, won the 1995 World Series. Marquise himself played 2 years at Georgia Tech with the Yellow Jackets. And he got drafted by the Washington Nationals. First pitch to Jimenez. Taken inside in the count 1-0. Go, Marquise, come on now. One gone, runner on third, the tying run for the Red Sox. 5-4 Fred Nats lead. The 1-0 pitch. Misses downstairs, 2-0. Jimenez was the hero yesterday with a grand slam in the 10th, part of a three-hit game. 2-0. He swings, lifts a fly ball out to center field, giving chase is Dylan Cruz. He catches it a foot in front of the warning track. Ossie Hen tags up from third. A sacrifice fly ties us at 5. Sack fly for Gilberto Jimenez. He does his job. Good team baseball for the Red Sox. And here's Mikey Romero. Ossie Hen's double was huge. First pitch, Romero swings, lifts it high into the air, out to left field. Tuda chasing it to the wall. He looks it out. Nothing in one for Mikey Romero. So Tuda replacing McHenry out in left field. Jonathan Thomas, his official name. Romero doubled in the third. He is 1-for-4 with a strikeout as well. Couple of really well hit balls. I mean, he lined out last time around to the second baseman, Gavin Dugas, who jumped up into the air and speared one. The 0-1. Here's a fly ball out to right center field. This ball going back. It is caught by Dylan Cruz on the warning track in right center field. The ball was hit 380 feet, 95 off the bat, and just couldn't quite escape. Romero looks frustrated. But the Red Sox tie it. We go to the bottom of the ninth after this in Fredericksburg.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Tied at 5 apiece as we go to the bottom of the ninth here in Fredericksburg. Red Sox tie it. Albertson Ossie Hen doubles off the left field wall. He is brought home on a sacrifice fly from Gilberto Jimenez. Jonathan Brand looking to force extras here for the Red Sox in the bottom of the ninth. He'll face 3-4-5, two of the best bats in the lineup in Yoandy Morales, Andrew Pinckney, two of the stud draft picks, and then Royce Marquintana, the first baseman. First, it's Yo-Yo Morales, designated hitter this afternoon. He singled and scored in the fifth, walked in the second. He stole a base today. Has also flown out and struck out as he fouls away the first pitch, nothing in one. Grabbing his left shoulder, he seems to be fine. Just kind of yanked his shoulder, and it's 0-1. Fred Nats looking to walk it off, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball downstairs. Nothing in two for Yo-Yo. New pearl for Jonathan Brand, thrown by Michael Corbett, the home plate umpire. And Yo-Yo chance. New for Mr. Morales. Second round pick out of Miami. Was a stud third baseman with the Hurricanes. The 0-2. Swing and a foul ball that trickles back behind home plate. Still alive at 0-2 is Morales. Pinckney, the most dangerous bat, and he's on deck. Two-run shot today, a double today, three doubles in the series. The 0-2. Here's a cranker out into right field towards the wall. It is off the top of the wall. Morales rounds first, heading for second, slides in safely. A leadoff double for Yoandy Morales here at the bottom of the ninth. boy, that almost escaped the park for a walk-off homer. Both teams start the ninth inning with a double off the wall. Table is set for Andrew Pinckney. Had an opportunity to walk it off yesterday. Had Jonathan Thomas on first base, lined one into center field. It dropped in front of Justinson Garcia, and Garcia threw a cannon home to get Tuda out at the plate. Can Pinckney be the hero today? Fourth rounder out of Alabama. Runner on second, nobody out. First pitch, Pinckney pulls away a bunt. Pinch misses high, and it's 1-0. Jersey sold last night for $3,000 in a charity auction. Righty on righty, a low squat for Pinckney. Unconscious this series. 1-0 pitch. Foul tip off of a bunt formation that trickles between the legs of Montero, and it's 1-1. Pinckney 8-for-16 coming into today. He's homered and doubled with a walk and a ground out. Three doubles in this series. Six RBIs. Number 7 would win the game. 1-1 pitch. Fouled away into the seats down the right field line. 1-2 for Pinckney. On deck, it's Quintana, followed by Romero Jr. A ball and a pair of strikes for the fourth rounder from the Crimson Tide. Runner on second, nobody out, the pitch. Pitch misses downstairs on a breaking ball. It's 2-2. More late drama for the second day in a row. Jonathan Brand looking to get out of the jam. 2-2 to Pinckney. He swings, rips it down the left field line. It's off the glove of Cutter Coffee, and Pinckney's aboard at first. Ninth inning errors plaguing the Red Sox for the second day in a row. Two in the ninth yesterday. And now one here today. Routine ground ball to Coffee at third, and he couldn't play it. Here's Royce Marquintana, two walks today, a pop out and a line out. First pitch. This is outside, and this is actually a pinch hitter. They have taken out Royce Marquintana and put in Leandro Emiliani. My apologies. The count 1-0 for Emiliani. Runners on first and second, nobody out. 1-0 pitch. Called a strike on the outside corner. 76 on a breaking ball. 1-1. Fred Nats looking to walk it off. 1-1. This is down and in on a breaking ball. 2-1. Double play in effect. Forces at first and second. As well as third. 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep center field, Garcia going back. He makes the catch. Yo-Yo tags up from second. He'll be at third. Winning run is 90 feet away with one gone. Pinckney stays put at first. Emiliani does his job to advance the runner. And a base hit will win it for Max Romero Jr. Max with a hit today in the third. He's walked twice as well. A walk would load the bases. And Jonathan Brand calls time. Brand in the biggest of jams. Runners on the corners, first pitch. He swings, lifts it high, it is deep, right field, the Fred Nats walk it off! Max Romero Jr. is the hero, and Fredericksburg wins it in the bottom of the ninth! 106 off the bat, 380-foot bomb. For the former Vanderbilt Commodore turned Miami Hurricane, now Fredericksburg National. What a series. What a couple of days here in Fredericksburg. 8-5 the final in the bottom of the ninth. Max Romero Jr. is the hero. Red Sox lose a tough one. Playing from behind the whole way, had a chance. Tied it in the top of the ninth and end up getting walked off. And you have to look back at a tough error from Cutter Coffey in the ninth inning. Eight-five, the final. Hey, let's do it again in back in Salem, coming up this upcoming week. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town. It'll be fun. We got a six-game series coming up. 7:05 every day of the week, except Saturday and Sunday. We'll do 6:05 on Saturday. 3:05 on Sunday back in Salem. Fredericksburg wins the series 5-1. They walk it off on Sunday. Thanks so much for joining us all week long. It's been a blessing to be here telling this story to you. We'll see you back in Salem. Signing off for everybody back in Salem, I'm Giovanni Heater saying so long and good night. 8-5, the Fred Nats take it.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.